Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood strikes out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons takes first base on ball four. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel strikes out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simons. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing strikes out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a line drive into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Tate moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Tate moves to third. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tate scores. Whatwood moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Tate settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Tate. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Williams steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sissel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simons hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Hebbing and he is safe. Sissel steals second. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blue takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tate for a passed ball. Bishop moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Simons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebbing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Hebbing reaches second base with a double. McNair moves to third. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to home to get McNair. Hebbing moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Earnshaw moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tate is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McCain pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Fox moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hebbing hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-4 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hebbing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Irv Jeffries. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.